So yeah, let's start the LSB meeting.
So Paul needs to continue as chair since
we don't know
what the results are yet, but...
All right, so I guess it's the open session, call to order. So today is December 20th, 2020. This is the LSB agenda, or LSB meeting. Meeting is going to start at 12:36 p.m. First order is a call to order, opening business. So let's do a roll call. I think, is this Ms. Janine on the phone?
Paul, this is Beth. Janine is accessible only by text at the moment. She's not able to get, we've maxed out the maximum number of participants at 100. That's as much as this Zoom account accommodates. And so even when she's in range, she can't get in for now. So,
Mr. Chair. I'm sorry. Continue, Beth, after Ms. Van Gutten is finished. I apologize.
Yes, sir.
If someone else, does someone else who is likely to have a roster close at hand, or can we get Janine on? Is there another way to get her on? I just wanted to let you know that's not why we're not
there. May I be recognized after Ms. Goodman?
Ms. Jan? Yeah. Yes. Ms. Jan?
Yes, we... This is a Zoom meeting that is its sole purpose is to have our meeting. And so if we have to either take volunteers or just simply remove a person or two so that our LSB members can get on the phone if Ms. Roan is available, then we need to do that. That is the primary reason. We can't say, we have, other people just on the call. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of our business.
Well, I can respond to that. She actually just texted me. She said she's in remote territory. So I guess when she becomes available, then she'll text. And then at that point, we'll try to work something out. But at the moment, it's not necessary to get anyone from the call.
Oh, okay.
And we're at 97 now, too. So we have a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir.
Lawrence, thank you, Chair. So I'd like to suggest an alternative. I could, or somebody else could take the role, because all the names of the board members are visible on the Zoom. So this way we could continue the meeting.
All right. So can you take the names?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go in no particular order. So, Mansoor Sabat.
Hazir.
Thank you. Sandy Charles.
Hello?
This is Rocco.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Michael Novick.
I'm present.
Paulina Vasilia.
I'm here.
Paul Roverson.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman.
Present.
Avilia Jones?
Present.
Elizabeth Van Gutten?
Present. Present.
Alan Beek? Beeks? I'm sorry.
Alan Beek, present.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes is present. Okay, let me see if somebody's on the second page. Jim Osborne. I saw Jim Osborne. James Osborne?
Present.
Okay, Rocio Vivas.
Presente.
Thank you. Eric G. Jacobson. Can't hear you, Eric. You're muted. Yeah, he's muted.
Sorry.
Eric C. Jacobson, present.
Okay, let's see who else. Michael Adler.
Present.
Oscar Uyoya. I'm sorry, Oscar. I know I never get your name right.
Present.
Thank you, Oscar. Let me see if there's anybody else in the third page. Kiana.
Here.
Future Development Bank,
so-called. Let's see who else is present.
For a year, lend it at 3%, let's say, which is considered a very good rate. For
somebody's
business.
Talking a pension plan. Please mute yourself.
Infrastructure loan.
Gina.
Janine Rowe, she's trying to connect. Fred Blair?
Fred Blair is present.
Okay. I'm not keeping count, Jess. I hope you're keeping a tally. Let's see. That's about everyone. Did I miss anyone?
You didn't say my name.
Oh, Bella De Soto. Bella De Soto, are you present?
Lexa.
Thank you, Ali.
Lydia Ponce.
Okay. Lydia Ponce. Thank you, Lydia. So I think we have quorum, Chair. Did I miss anyone?
Yes, you should call.
Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman, and you should call
Varia.
Barbara and Michael Atkins.
Michael Atkins, are you present? No, Michael is not present. I think I got everyone, Jan.
Okay, and we ask for an excused absence for Barbara, although
thank you.
He does plan to call.
Yeah, that I believe that excused absence carries over.
What about Barry correct? Jones?
I got Miss Jones. Okay, that's about it, Chair.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Excuse me. This is Beth. Quorum is one question, but we're going to do elections, and so we need to know how many. We need an actual count. How many do we have? And that would help us know whether we've missed anybody. So what's the total now?
Was anybody keeping count?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Bella.
I have a spreadsheet. I always keep a spreadsheet at every meeting. And we have Ali Lexa, Alan Beek, me, Beth Van Gutten, Eric Jacobson, Avelia Jones, although I don't remember you calling her, Fred Blair, Rocio Rivas, Harvey Wasserman, Jan Goodman, Janine Ron, not present at this moment, Deanna Williams is in, James Osborne, Lydia Ponce, Lawrence Reyes, Mansoor Sabat, Michael Adler, Michael Novick, Paul Roberson, Paulina Vasiliev, Oscar Ulloa, Sandy Childs, and did I miss anybody? No. So that gives us one.
Kiana. Two. You didn't get Kiana.
I did. I did say that. I did give her name. One, two, three.
Janine is back
four.
On the call.
Oh, good. Good. So that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20. We are 23 without, we are 22 without Barbara Marbach and Michael Atkins.
This is Alan Beek. I didn't hear my name. Did you call it?
Yes. Yes, you were called twice.
All right. Thanks, Isabella. All right. So so we have approval of excused absence requests. I think the only person who had a request was Ms. Barbara Marbach.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. We already approved it earlier, so I guess we could proceed. So approval of minutes from the previous meeting. I think it was attached in the email sent to the LSB.
Eric Jacobson of the Stack.
Yes, sir.
We didn't read the mission statement at the outset of the delegates assembly, so I don't want to overlook it now.
I agree. Maybe after the approval of the minutes, we could do that. That's okay.
That's fine.
So approval of the minutes. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Our chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes, and that this corrections call was to be made if members have not reviewed them and review them afterwards. Thank you.
Any seconds?
Moved by Bella.
All right. Seeing no objections.
Seconded by Bella.
All right. Any objections? Seeing none. Moving on. Okay. And now the mission statement.
I have it. The Pacifica mission. The Pacifica mission statement. I want to be heard. Am I coming across too loud?
No, you're being heard.
Good. To establish, if somebody can mute that radio in the background.
That's 9433.
Nine.
There's telephone number 9433 causing the sound.
All right, you got to find it.
Done.
Thank you. The Pacifica mission statement, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved should be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operations to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students.
Hello?
And to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is the Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
Thanks, Isabella. Appreciate you. All right, so we approved the minutes on the previous meeting. It is now that time again. Public comment number one. We have 7.5 minutes. I believe Ms. Paulina is keeping a stack.
That's correct. The next person, I'll just go back to the the end of the stack, or the beginning of the stack, rather. If caller whose number ends in 2977 still wishes to speak, they're first. 2977. Then we also have, I believe, Mr. Noah Grossman and many others. 2977. Don't hear from you. Mike McNess hasn't spoken. Maybe they did. Let's go to Mr. Jeff Kohlberg.
I'm Jeff Kohlberg, and I've been a KPFK subscriber since 1975, and I'm presently a sustaining contributor. And I strongly support retaining Annual Fields as general station manager. Just listening to this mission statement that was just read, it's clear that one of the primary missions of KPFK is to promote high-quality public affairs and news programming, and I think that Sonali and Ian Masters are two of the main reasons why I continue to support KPFK. The fact that you can hear public affairs and news interpretation on KPFK that you can't hear on any other radio station is really important. And anyone who's dedicated to increasing the funding base of KPFK and building up our news and public affairs programming definitely has my support.
All right,
thank you. Next we have Mr. Noah Grossman.
Hello, I am 23. I've been a listener for now 5 years. Can you hear me? Okay. I've donated probably over the 5 years, maybe just a little over $1,000. I just want to say, being a part of the emails that have been going on and listening to the programming that I love, which is Sonali Kolhatkar, Ian Masters and such, the news and world affairs, is some top-notch programming that I can't get anywhere. And people my age go on their phone. They get things from TikTok, YouTube, anyone, Twitter. It's not vetted. It's not good. A lot of it is like corporate shills that kind of just freelance right around. These people are dedicated to giving us like honest progressive opinions and like getting really, really good voices to talk about their books. And that's why I donate. I'm getting a book. I just want to say that it seems like the board is a bunch of like old farts kind of fighting on some weird mission statement when we're all here donating for programming that we love, and that's what we want. So I don't know what you have to do, but figure it out. Compromise. Don't fire the paid staff. Keep the volunteers going. But it's not going to work out if all that's on the radio is trying to sell me some weird, like, herbal medicine or take a class to learn how to sell your own class. Like, that. I don't care. I turn off the radio. I don't need that. I can go on Instagram and Kim Kardashian sells me her body tea. I don't need that on the radio. I want news. I want hard-hitting progressive opinions, and that's why I'm here. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Next we have a caller whose number ends in 1962, please. That's 1962.
Yes, hello, this is Dave. I would just like to speak to the issue about Mr. Fields. I didn't realize we were going to be talking about that. But I have three business degrees, including an MBA. My first real job after school was to do accounting work. I worked for Crocker Bank briefly before I joined an aerospace firm. I've worked on financial matters, both domestically and overseas on three continents, including making presentations for venture capitalists. And been successful. Despite all the good things we hear about Mr. Fields in terms of the running of the station, in terms of programming, if we continue to have him in charge of our organization, we will be bankrupt and out of money because his weakness is on the financial side of things. And, you know, we've been borrowing money from stations to make payroll, but just in the last previous fiscal year, Mr. Fields' spending went through $550,000 worth of bequest money without any regard as to making changes. The people that are speaking in favor of Mr. Fields never attend finance committee meetings, and I've been a member of the finance committee since 2013. If you went to finance committee meetings, or furthermore, if you understood the financial documents, then you'd be as appalled as I am that we're not going to be able to make the payroll in a month. We're going to be out of business, and we have to make some changes. In a station, and then as far as the rest of the radio station is concerned, if we have 15 million listeners in our greater radio audience, and we have such low listenership numbers, which also translates into low fundraising, well, then there's a change that needs to be made between our GM and our PD. And if Ian Masters or other paid programmers are being taken off the air, we need to look at their financial impact of their fundraising. And if they need to be censured, that would be something for the GM and the PD to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have call-in user number 3. That's how they're being identified. Your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Is that me?
I believe so.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thank you and hello to everyone everywhere. I want to point out that when a station needs to make financial cuts, it has to be done on the basis of function, the functions that are most essential to the survival of the station. And what we are hearing is that ENN Sonali says, oh, we're about to be fired. They're just trying to fire him so they can fire us. I want to point out that the communication came from a group called New Day Pacifica, which is so concerned about staff that in their first attempt as the Pacifica restructuring project, they wanted to remove staff from the national board altogether. There are five staff members, one from each of the sister stations. Their first attempt was to remove them altogether. They failed in that expensive referendum, which ended in March. By a ratio of 2-1, staff and listeners said, we don't want your changes. They tweaked a few things and have come back to cost us at least one full-time job at the lowest estimate of a cost, even by their admission. And now they say, oh, well, we'll give you 2 out of 5. You know, you can choose one paid person from around the entire network and one unpaid person from around the entire network. So I'm thinking that maybe Ian and Sonali didn't quite read the proposal that they're the people who are boosting them up in this alarmist, they're about to cut our shows, they're about to cut our shows. They didn't read the fine print that these people are offering in forcing through another referendum, which is not a good thing for investigative journalists. But do not believe the hype. Look at the numbers. If the station, and I come from WBAI, where we have not recovered from cuts that were made in 2013. You have to look at the function, at the operation, and choose the positions that make the station continue to operate and make it grow. I'm sorry, I'm hearing talking. I don't know if someone is trying to tell me I'm out of time or what that is.
Time is up.
I believe you are.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Kate from SoCal. Kate SoCal, labeled that way.
Hi there. I'm a listener and a sustaining member, and I am in support of Mr. Fields. I really enjoy KPFK and the news programs. I'm not so much interested in the selling lotions and things like that. I hope KPFK can maintain its good mandate that it started with. Thank you so much.
All right. And that's all the time that we have for public comment. All right, so, but there is another...
There are three more segments of public comment.
There are three more? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll keep the stat. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so next we have the election. Yes.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I'll be very brief, 30 seconds. The actually, I was part of the past bylaws that it failed to go through to by two-thirds, and the Pacifica New Day had nothing to do with that one.
I'm not.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes.
Lawrence. We have a practice of not responding to public comment. So I would.
I'm not responding.
I would
to
suggest.
I'm not suggesting
that Mr. Sabat refrain from.
Yeah, respectfully, I think you're out of order. You can't respond to a public comment, so I'm going to proceed to the next section. This is the nomination and statements of LSB officer candidates for LSB chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. There is 60 minutes allocated to this section, okay? So I guess we could start with the LSB chair. Any nominations?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to seek recognition.
Yes,
I'd like to nominate Michael Novick for chair.
Chair, this is Paulina. I'd like to second.
Okay.
Bella, second.
Is Bella? Uh-huh.
There's no seconds for nominations, y'all.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. Any other nominations? Enthusiastic nominations?
Yes. Jan Goodman, I nominate Avelia Jones.
Okay. Mr. Bailey, all right. Any other nominations for chair? All right, seeing none, we will proceed to the vice chair. Any nominations? Mr. Lawrence?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Somebody else already made a nomination. Somebody
Ms. Bella? Bella?
Uh-huh, Ms. Bella?
Yes, I nominate you as vice chair, Mr. Robertson.
Oh, that was kind of you, but respectfully, I'm going to decline.
Oh, that's chair, too bad.
Can I be recognized?
Yes. Mr. Lawrence, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Rocio Rivas for vice chair.
All right, Ms. Rivas, starting out strong. All right. All right, any other nominations for vice chair? All right, seeing none. Ms. Rocio Rivas, congratulations. So next we have a...
Chair, my bad. But Paulina here, may I be recognized?
Yes.
did we confirm that the nominated people accepted the nomination?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Is Ms. Rivas? I saw her earlier, what she did.
I'm here, and yes, thank you so much. I do accept the nomination.
Okay. Well congratulations on the nomination and the position because you won. All right. And then we have secretary. Any nominations?
Could Fred be recognized?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate Janine Rome, our current secretary.
All right. Any additional nominations?
Bella to the stack.
Ms. Bella? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I thought that that Michael Novick was nominated for chair. That's what I thought. I heard Lawrence nominate him for.
He was, yes.
Yeah, there were two nominations for chair.
Okay, then my next question is, can the chair serve also as secretary simultaneously? That would be the question. It's not a matter of if she can do it, but it always takes two people. So she's a secretary. So she would need to be consulted on that.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
The secretary is an additional position as one of the officers of the board. So I think it's still up to Janine, but I think that's putting too much on Ms. Rowe or Ms. Rivas.
Right. Run. Janine.
All right, well, Ms. Janine, I think that's the only nomination for secretary. So, again, congratulations. Moving on, we have treasurer. Any nominations for treasurer?
I would like to nominate myself, Bella DeSoto.
All right, Ms. Bella.
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Yes, sir.
Fred Blair, I would nominate Fred.
All right, Mr. Fred Blair. All right. Any other nominations? All right, seeing none. So we have a little election thing going on here for LSV chair and treasurer.
Chair, yes. This is Lawrence. I think we go to secretary next.
We already did that. Yeah, we did that already.
I don't remember doing that. Maybe I wasn't listening, but the secretary could also be a volunteer listener.
Okay. I thought that was Ms. Janine, but okay. Let's go back to secretary. Any additional nominations for secretary?
Paul?
Yes.
This is Beth. I understand that Janine would like to speak.
Okay, sure.
Hi, thank you, Chair. I do appreciate that I'm the only nominee, but I will say that, and I think this is one of the reasons that Bella brought up the fact that it's a more than a one-person job, is that I think, although I've tried my best, it's difficult for me with the travel that I do to be able to be the kind of secretary that I would like to be. So, and I know it's difficult to find people. It's pretty involved, long meetings to take notes on. I will continue being secretary, but I would like an active search for another secretary. I think that the board deserves it.
All right, thank you. All right, so the so any other any additional nominations for secretary? Just to make sure, none. All right, so I guess we'll go to the candidate statements. We have two candidates for chair, and two candidates for treasurer. So for chair, Mr. Novak, do you want to go first?
It's fine if Anthony Vailey goes first.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say either if Adelia didn't want to speak, I would nominate her and make, but either way.
Yeah, I think she's got about to speak.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I would say that the growth of being the chair would be good for me and good for all of the rest of us. I feel that I'm a fair-minded person. I have seen many of the issues from both sides equally. But I'm very concerned that the meetings be run in the most dynamic and yet time-fair way, health-fair way, that is possible. And that's a problem I see. I don't have a problem speaking up when I think something is right or wrong. I'm reemphasizing that. But thank you for the vote of confidence from those of you who will vote in favor. I'll do the greatest job imaginable. But if not, I'm still here and voting and interested and caring. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Novak, you're muted.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the nomination and the opportunity to serve. I was previously the chair of the LSB once before on an earlier tenure. That year, the LSB was so divided that the vote for chair was 12-12, and I won on a coin toss. And I think, nonetheless, I served well. We had many constructive meetings and were able to get things done despite the, you know, factional division. And I would commit to doing that going forward. I've been elected various times to various positions by listeners. I am a listener member here. I was once upon a time, I guess, unpaid staff at KPFA when I lived in the Bay Area, but that's a long time ago. But I was elected by a town hall of listeners here to be on a news director search committee many years ago. I was elected in a vote back when we had a print folio. We had an election for a program council. I was elected to that and served as the chair and worked with the a couple of different program directors. And I've been elected several times to the local station board. So I would be happy to serve as chair, and I think I could do a good job. I agree with what Avelia said about the chair has to play a dynamic role in furthering the process of the body as a whole and trying to keep us focused on the things we need to get done in the most constructive way possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So I guess we'll just, like we did earlier, proceed with the vote. Do we have the administrators here on the line to kind of discuss?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. Can
yes.
I be recognized?
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if I'm wondering if we can ask questions to the candidates. Is that part of the procedure?
We have a lot of time, so I'm not opposed to that. So yeah, if you want to ask a question, just get in the stack.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question to both. It's the same question. Where do you stand on what is now has come to be known the New Day Pacific bylaws rewriting proposal.
I can answer for myself. I am opposed to that. I think that they're scapegoating democratic governance for much more deep-seated problems in Pacifica in terms of trying to adjust to the new media environment of social media. I think we need to bring a lot more of the ethos and interactivity of social media into Pacifica. We used to have a lot more call-in radio shows where listeners could speak. We had co-hosted Morning Magazine show, a lot of other things that are more attractive. I don't think that the problem of Pacifica is democratic governance. I think democratic participation and responsiveness to the community is the solution. So I don't support the New Day proposal.
Can I hear from Ms. Jones as well?
Sounds like somebody's trying to speak, but it's not coming through. Avelia, are you muted?
Yeah, I sent her a request to unmute herself. I guess she's going to the next question.
Mansoor would like to ask a question.
All right,
I'm unmuted. Do you want to hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Does everyone hear me now?
We hear you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If I can make it simple, I need to see what the bullet points are, the real issues are, one against the other. In other words, what the New Day Pacifica has laid out, I've seen partially, seriously. I have heard, thanks to Bella and others, what the mission of Pacifica has been and the bylaws, but to look at it side to side as to what's going to make the greatest impact in a positive way. I'd like to see that in plain and simple terms, and that I haven't done yet. It hasn't been plain yet, but I always believe that when something's not working well, a lot's got to change. And I think that we need to know clearly what needs to change and change it. The times are not the same, respectfully, as they were in the days of Lou Hill, which I, totally get. I'm for all of that. It sounds beautiful, but it sounds beautiful in its time. So I say now, what makes a station run effectively with all of our causes of, equal rights for all people and all of this, you'd be surprised what my real background is when it comes to fairness and justice. But until I can see it plain and clear why one thing outdoes another, a smaller governance is better than a larger governance. Doesn't sound democratic, but actually in this day and time, is it the best way to solve the financial and governance problems of a radio station with such a high, high goal and standard. That's kind of where my head is. I'm not going to say one thing over the other until all the facts are on the table. Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
All right. I think Mr. Mansoor was next.
Thank you. I think Avila answered the questions, and I don't need to ask Michael anything. Thanks.
Jim to the stack, please.
Mr. Lawrence?
And Jan to the stack also, please.
Thank you, Chair. So I saw the New Day Pacifica a petition, and I visited their website. And I have a question for Ms. Jones. Ms. Jones, aren't you a signer onto that petition? And so I would think that you must have read it already. Have you read the fightback alternative?
Well, my answer to that, sir, is to have read something once, to have read something twice, doesn't mean I've read it in my deepest mind.
I asked you if you were a signer, Ms. Jones.
Hey, that's not you. You're not here to harass her.
Mr. Reyes. Let her answer the question.
I'm not harassing her. I'm asking
her. You are harassing her.
I'm sorry. That's
your interpretation.
Let's keep it civil.
You're probably a lousy lawyer.
Ms. Jones.
You need to stop the back talk.
All right, let's, Ms. Jones, just respond, please.
Point blank, yes, I have read it. I would not have signed anything I hadn't read. Did I mean I hadn't read it when I said what I said? No. It's an interpretation. It's a deep-seated understanding compared to all the other factors, point to point, across the board. And that's the thing I have not done yet because I haven't seen any outlaying of the old bylaws, and I say old, but the ones that are in existence right now and that we all try to adhere to. I just need to see it laid out. That's the way my mind works, Mr. Reyes. And I just say respectfully to you, when that's possible, and it could be within the week, within the days, I can answer your question more specifically. But have I read the New Day Pacifica? Yes. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jim is on the stack.
Yes, I'd like to ask both of the candidates that if this board sends a recommendation to the PNB to terminate Mr. Fields, how does each member intend to vote on the termination of Mr. Fields?
This is out of rule.
That's my question to both parties.
It is out of rule, Mr. Chair.
Who is that?
I don't know who's talking, but I'm allowed to. I'm a board member. I can ask the other board members any question I want.
Ms. Bella, this is Beth.
Yeah, this is Beth.
That would be a personnel issue and therefore protected by law as confidential. And therefore, it's absolutely inappropriate for anyone on the board to address that issue in public. Thank you.
There we have it.
Okay, well, then I'll rephrase the question. How do each of the candidates feel about the job that Mr. Fields is doing?
That, too, is out of order.
Who says?
Out of order, Chair.
Can you please identify yourself?
That's not out of order.
Basic question. Again, the proprietary and confidential information that is held in closed session because our personnel matters. As a director and as a holder of one of the licenses, and I believe as a lawyer, people would know that you cannot disclose that to the public. It has to remain confidential.
Can I be heard, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, you can be heard.
Okay, yeah, I am a lawyer, and I do understand the law, unlike the speaker. I've asked the question how they feel about the job that the general manager is doing. That's not an invasion of the confidentiality of any internal workings of KPFK or what the vote was, unlike my initial question. This is a general question. Everybody's entitled to their opinion at it, and the question is perfectly valid, and it's not unreasonable or invade anyone's confidentiality. And this is a
point of order.
Example of how people who profess to believe in democracy here are actually thwarting democracy, and they're thwarting the attempt to have an open organization and to put everybody.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Is that Ms. Paulina?
Yes, that's me, Paulina, asking.
Okay.
Requesting point of order. Point of order. We cannot speak about personnel at all, especially voice our opinions about their performance in public. That the reason is legal. We don't want to open up this foundation for a future labor lawsuit. So please, Mr. Osborne, you know that better than I do. Let's not go there. That would be inappropriate. Absolutely inappropriate.
I'll put my law degree on your opinion. And if you
point of order, Mr. Osborne is engaging in a colloquy over and over again. He asked the question. We understand his question. And as board members, we could decide whether to answer or not. I hold my contention that that is out of order. But he's entitled to ask this question. Can we move on to the next person on the stack, Chair? That's my point of order. Ask for a ruling. Ask for a ruling.
Yeah, so the
candidates have an opportunity to either answer or say they don't want to answer.
Mr. Chair, can we move on, please?
Yeah, just move on. The next one is Jan.
Oh, you can ask his question. They can answer his question if they want to.
May I ask the next question, please?
Ms. Beth?
Yes, I would just like to caution both candidates that if they answer that question as board members, as candidates, they will be violating the privacy of an employee, which is what is protected by those laws of confidentiality. It's to protect the privacy, the legal right to privacy of all employees, not any given one, it's all employees. And to answer that question in public would violate that. So you want to go on the record that way? You do so at your own risk. Thank you.
That's just ridiculous.
I move. Absolutely this is ridiculous. I'm going to make a motion. I move to not answer the question and move on with our agenda.
All right, any seconds?
That's sure.
Object.
Okay. All right. So, you said there's an objection?
Yes, object.
There's only one?
Yes, object, Mansoor.
Okay.
Then we need a roll call.
Roll call, yeah, because there's more than one objection.
I can call the roll call if you like.
If you can, yeah, that would be nice, Isabella.
Okay, Ali Lexa.
Object.
Point of order.
Yes.
Bella, you have a list that is alphabetical by the first name. If you would just look at KPFTX, you would find the list of members in alphabetical order by last name, which is normally how it's read.
Michael, why don't you do it?
This is Janine. I don't mind doing a roll call.
Because he's a candidate. Janine.
All right, Ms. Janine. Ms. Janine said she could do the roll call.
This is Eric with a quick clarification. Janine, could you just restate the meaning of the vote, yes or no, before we start the vote? Thank you.
A vote for yes is to allow. Is that correct, Chair?
Yes.
Kansas City's coming up next.
I'm ready to mute that. And a vote for no is to not allow for the question, or is it for the question?
No, the motion
was
to move on.
To the nominee? Oh, to move on. Okay, great. Michael Adler?
No, I'm saying the vote was to move on. So a yes vote would move us on without answering the question.
Right, okay. To move on to the next item. Michael Adler?
That's a yes.
I vote yes to move on.
Okay, Alan Beek. He may be off the call. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Rocio Rivas?
Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Janine Roan, I'm a yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Oscar Oyola?
Yes, move on.
Beth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman? We may have lost Harvey. I'll move on to Kiana Williams.
Yes, I was muted, yes.
Oh, Harvey's a yes?
It's Harvey.
Kiana Williams?
Yeah. Abstain.
Abstain. So we have 19 yeses, 2 abstain, and 1 no.
You forgot me, Paulina. Paulina. I think you asked me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Paulina.
I'm a yes.
Sorry.
And you didn't call for me. You didn't ask for my vote.
James Osborne. I'm sorry. James Osborne.
And I just want to be clear, the question was how they felt about the job that he was doing. And
is it a yes or no? You have to vote.
It's whether to move on. It's whether to move on.
About the question and my vote is no.
What, sweetheart?
Oh, go ahead.
You can?
Yeah.
Time for John to go?
If it does,
I'll
see
you. Can someone be muted?
Are we waiting for a vote from James Osborne on whether to move on?
Correct.
Yeah, no, I voted no.
Okay, so I apologize. That's 2 no's, 2 abstain. Paulina, how did you? Oh, yes. Yeah, 2 no's and 2 abstain.
Madam Secretary, I didn't hear Mr. Sabat's vote.
No.
He was a no? Sorry if you didn't hear me. He was a no?
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Move on?
All right, cool.
Yes. Just a point of a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you the chair? Are you chairing this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Next we have Ms. Jan in the stack.
Yes, thank you. So I wanted to ask both of the candidates to tell us a little bit about their personal history and background as to how it has prepared them to be the chair of the LSP. I think I'd better just ask Avelia, because I think Michael went into it in quite a detail, to be the chair of the LSP in terms of, you know, I'm thinking just in casual conversation you talked about at one
point. Can we move on to
it? And how that, and being on the radio, how that would affect your performance as being chair.
Speaking directly to me, Jan?
Yes, I am available.
Okay. Well, all right. To the board. I'm a retired public school teacher. 33 years of that in LA Unified School District. I've been a union steward twice by re-election. I think mostly because I listen to everyone. Now, to go back to my background, as a very, very young girl, maybe 14 years of age, began health problems that were very serious. It's relative to this conversation because, yes, I have some understanding of very serious health needs for people, disabilities, if you will. I try to overcome, and I think I do a good job, but I'm quick to tell people that I hear you and I understand you. Now, also as a young child, that same kind of zest was matched with an unusually high testing ability. That's all it was. So I was able to test my way into private school education in a place called Scarsdale, New York. I was chosen to go there for many years to see what the other side lived like. I was coming from Mississippi, and Mississippi in my childhood was not a wonderful place, legally, socially, or anything for a black child. I was easy to see as a black child, but I had a Cuban, very white mother who was caught in the middle of the Castro stuff. She came to the United States in 1947, but we suffered a lot in the Deep South, where my parents chose to live, to work with underserved people. So I've always been a person who lived in a family accused of being socialist, accused of being communist, accused of being a lot of things. And I had great parents, wonderfully good people, who helped me understand very young, you ask me, I'm telling you, what it is to get through and overcome prejudices, even words. So now I see with KPFK in my retirement an opportunity to work in that same genre. But I have had radio experience. I've been an announcer, a traffic coordinator, and a news writer. Thank you.
All right, so that was all that was on the stack.
Chair, if I could answer briefly. I realize Jan wants to direct the question only to Amelia, but I'd appreciate a chance to say a little bit. We actually have quite a few similarities. I also am a retired school teacher, 25 years of Mental Unified, and taught in Chicago before that. I was also a shop steward in the teachers' union at two different schools, and my father was a shop steward in District 65 in New York. I grew up in an immigrant Jewish working class family. Something just happened. I don't know why the screen got taken over. I'm very committed to Pacifica. I started out listening at WBAI. I continue to send donations to both WBAI and KPFA because I often visit the Bay Area in New York. My stepdaughter is a nurse up at UCSF. As well as supporting you, sustaining supporter of KPFK. And I just want to say that part of my other practical experience is that I step-parented three children through adolescence and learned very early not to expect reciprocity in relationships and to do what is right without regard to how people treat me or relate to me personally. And I think I bring that spirit to a lot of the meetings I participate in, and will bring that same spirit of impartiality and love to a tenure as board chair again. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else with the stack? All right, none. So we have, by the way, 24 minutes in this section. And we still have to elect a treasurer. I guess you might as well go down to the treasurer, have you guys speak, and then we'll just vote after that. I think it'll kind of save time. We have Ms. Bella and Fred Blair. Do you guys want to make your statements?
Fred can go before me.
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Who's
Chair,
first?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
You are, Mr. Fritt.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. Yeah, can I, sorry to interrupt, am I being recognized?
Yes.
I just, I'm hearing a suggestion, and maybe it's a good one. For those, we have 100 people right now here, and that's the limit of this call. Perhaps we can just ask for volunteers once again. For those of you who don't expect to, participate right away and can just listen online, we are streaming, correct, Fred? We're still streaming at KPFTX kpfcf.org, kpfcf.org, so you can participate just the same as you would now listening, unless you really have a burning desire to be first on the stack to speak. We would really appreciate it that if you were to, maybe let other folks in. And we should be hopefully correcting that for future meetings, but, this is a popular one. If you can just do that civic. Be civil to each other in that way. Thank you.
Mr. Lena? Chair, may I speak also?
Who's that? I don't know who that was. Jan
Goodman. Jan
okay.
Goodman. Yes, if people who have already spoken, who are on the Zoom call, the listeners, if they would be willing to start listening on the stream, there are many, many people who are trying to get on this call to make public comments, including, for instance, some of the staff, Christine Blasdale, other staff people, but they can't get in. So if people would...
Jan, sorry to interrupt. They're already doing that. People have already taken up the call. We have
okay, I'm just being more explicit about people who've already spoken.
Right, so we have time to step in this section, so let's just kind of proceed so that we can get to public comment.
Thank you.
So again, I think Mr. Fred Blair is first, and then Ms. Bella.
Could Fred answer Polina? Polina, there's over 40 people listening on the stream now. The stream can handle hundreds of people. So those people are not going to speak. It would be preferable if
I'm
they...
I'm sorry. It's really not relevant right now. Just your statement. I mean...
Yeah. The other thing is that there's an awful lot of wind noise. Somebody's got an open mic and there's wind, and it's really making it hard for people to hear. Could they please mute? Thank you. Okay. My name is Fred Blair, and I've been the treasurer for the KPFK local station board for the last 2 years. Mansoor, I didn't expect to get nominated by you, but I thank you anyway. So I've been treasurer for the last couple of years. I'm somewhat of a known quantity. One of the main major functions of the treasurer is not only to report financial information to the board, but also to sit on the National Finance Committee, which is a standing committee of the board of directors of Pacifica, and it's an important job. I don't claim to have done the best job in the world as treasurer, but I've attempted to keep the board informed of what the real financial situation is. And it's pretty dire. Though that's not why to elect me. I think I've done a fair job as treasurer and therefore should be allowed to continue. I've been asked by a number of people to continue as treasurer, and so I respect that. I'm not much of a public speaker, as is obvious. I will open it up to questions from the board if people would like to ask me I intend to do in the current year.
I think Ms. Bella's going to make her statements first, and then you guys can do your questions.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. This is sort of short and sweet. So thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, Ms. Bella, you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Bella DeSoto. First, I have been a bookkeeper, full charge bookkeeper, for many years, working mostly as an independent contractor. I also had the privilege to dive into KPFK's internal financial matter when I was hired as a temp as an independent contractor for a period of 3 months to help compile the fiscal year 2014. In that time, I became even more intimately aware of our problems. Moving forward somewhere else, a little bit more background. I was elected treasurer to one of the early under the city charter of L.A. when the formation of the neighborhood councils was coming up. I was had the privilege of being elected as treasurer for an early neighborhood council in South Central. We had a small budget of $60,000, but it was an interesting process to keep track and make sure that the money was not being overspent or misspent. And I was then reelected. That was in 2001, and I was reelected again when it expired in 2003. And that went on for two more years. I am a very prudent, cautious individual. I am keen on detail. I think it's time for a new person to step into this position. The station has been allowed to go on without accountability for too long. This did not happen yesterday. And many issues need to be resolved, both at the local and national. And I would be reestablishing better communications between the two areas so that we do not fall between the holes or the dark area. And I have also been serving on the National Audit Committee and bringing about a number of contributions, speaking up and pointing out how unique KPFK is. And many people are learning the issues now and what we need. And I'm looking forward to working more close with Kim Kaufman, as she is the chair of the Finance Committee. So I will put my foot forward and do the very best job for Pacifica KPFK. And I thank you for your vote. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Isabella. Anyone want to ask them any questions and be put in the sack? All right, Mr. Nobel.
Mansour would like to ask a question.
Okay, anybody else? All right, so first you have Mr. Novick on the sack.
Yeah, this question is directed to both candidates for treasurer. I would like you to briefly say what you think the current financial condition is of the station and the foundation, and what role you would play both as local station treasurer, but also as a member of the National Finance Committee in seeking to improve that financial condition.
Who goes first?
Brett can go first.
Okay. Well, obviously, the financial situation at KPFK is dire and a disaster. And we've seen this coming for a number of years, but obviously since March and the COVID-19 lockdown, its income has dropped. Even the low income that we were getting before the lockdown has dropped to half of what that was. We can't go on this way. We are, KPFK is now putting, the whole Pacifica network at risk. It's only a matter of time, given the financial situation, that we will not be able to pay payroll, in which case the government will come in and shut us down, shut down this station, not necessarily shut down all Pacifica. And as a board, we can't allow that to happen. As for the what I've done at the national level, at the National Finance Committee, I've attempted to keep National Finance Committee informed of the situation at KPFK, and just by providing factual data, I tried to Again, somebody is eating and rattling paper. Will you please mute your microphone? So my function at the National Finance Committee is to represent KPFK and present issues, KPFK-related issues that the National Finance Committee has to deal with, and prevent the station's viewpoint, both the station's viewpoint and my own viewpoint. I think I've done that. Maybe I'm not the most outspoken and a member of the National Finance Committee, but I have brought the situation to light there, and I voted, I believe, correctly in terms of representing the station. Michael, I hope that provided most of the information you were asking. I will attempt to consult with the local finance committee and bring issues from the local finance committee up to the National Finance Committee for action.
All right, thank you. Ms. Bella?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have been on the local KPFK Finance Committee many years. I had been screaming and asking for certain documents that we never seemed to get. We began getting some, but not in the proper form. And very strange numbers. The reports that we get are not reliable. This is the information that has been given to NETA, the outsourced company that was hired in 2018, at the end of 18, which I was against that because I don't feel that any outside outfit needs to swallow Pacifica's accounting. We need to get our house in order, but we are getting there. We will get there. In the meantime, I prepared months ago, I began preparing a worksheet showing, illustrating how the personnel costs of KPFK were eating so vastly into the gross revenue every month. And I began from 2007 to date through October of this year, which began our new fiscal year, which starts October through September for 2021. Interestingly enough, all you have to do is look at that spreadsheet, and with a percentage under each month and by year, that we simply were not, we have not been surviving. The station has been overspending while the revenues have been decreasing drastically. So in my profession, and I have done a lot of forensic investigation in my work, there's only one reason for that, is that the income is being hidden somewhere and is not reported properly. And this is the reason for the overstatement of the expenditures. The Pacifica National Board insisted on a 30% cut, and it was pushed by this very work that I have been doing, pushing it everywhere. And I want to say that I still do not feel 30% is what we need. We need about a 70% cut. Thank you.
Mr. Mansour?
Yes. My question is, are either one of you working on audit committee? I think in Pacifica's bylaws, if you are on audit committee, you cannot be on finance committee. That's my question. Thank you.
I'll take a response. Attempt at responding. We're entering a new year. Committees get reorganized. People get moved from committee to committee. The bylaws do create a firewall between the National Finance Committee and the Audit Committee. That's not a state requirement. That's a Pacifica bylaws requirement that there be no cross-membership between those committees. But both committees are standing committees of the Board of Directors. Okay, that's...
Can I answer that as well, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, and Fred is correct. And because it's the end of the year, and because I have done a lot of work on the Audit Committee, I would be relinquishing my position at the Audit Committee. And just in 2-3 months, we are supposed to review the first draft of the fiscal year 2019. So I would be in a position to relinquish that with some pain because I've done a lot of work there, but I would have to do that to comply with the bylaw.
All right, cool. Thank you. So that was the last person on the stack. I believe this election is going to run the same way that the other one did for the special delegate. I have not received any email yet, but are they going to go out? How is it going to work?
Mr. Chair, may I address the body?
Yes, sir.
Just a comment.
We'll be like the.
Can we hear the instructions first, Chair? This is Lawrence.
Then he was giving me instructions. Yeah, we're doing the instructions for our election. Then we'll go to public comment.
These two elections will be done the same way, except we're going to send you only one ballot. We're going to send you a consolidated ballot that has two contents on it, so we can reduce the amount of emailing. And so please use the same procedure that you used on the last election. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, Bella here. Mr. Chair?
Yeah, you're muted.
My computer froze on me.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, point of information, Bella?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it was good that we got instructions, but we need not use the same code as we did before. We can generate any other code as long as it identifies us.
Yeah, I think you're making your own code, so just change it.
And the canvas of the first election is complete, and I believe it's been forwarded to board officers.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So it's up to the board officers to make the announcement, if they so choose.
Yeah.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence, uh-huh.
Can we get an announcement to the first election?
Yes. Where's the email at? I saw it a minute ago. Miss Beth won the election, so congratulations. The specific numbers I don't recall because there's a bunch of emails in here. Thanks, listeners. But congrats, Miss Beth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miss Barbara, for participating in the process. We'll vote.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
The consolidated ballot has been forwarded to the secretary, and so hopefully the secretary will be distributing that ballot to the members, and when they receive the ballot, they can start voting.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. If I may be heard, I received an email from one of the speakers in public comment. She wants people to identify themselves when they speak.
All right, thank you, Ms. Bella. Yes.
This is John Geary, the system teller. I've started to receive ballots, so the ballot process has started. Or actually, a member just, so I've received a vote, but the ballot should be coming out soon.
Sounds good.
Mr. Chair, people want the agenda to be posted at KPSTX. The agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Have the capability to do that. If they can, if they're present on the call, please do that. I did put the agenda on the right side in the chat here in the Zoom. I also repost it again because it was posted like earlier in the morning.
Mr. Chair, can I be recognized, Fred?
Yes.
I have not received the email ballot from Janine.
I haven't either.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't received mine either, but it should be coming. Anyway, we have 2 minutes and 25 seconds in this section.
There's a radio that needs to be muted.
Who is that? That is... Oh, 7022? Can you be muted? Let me find her.
No, this is... 7022 is me, Bella. I have no radio.
Okay. So if you're not speaking, would you mind muting your phone or your, laptop, whatever? So I don't have
I can't find them either. Yeah, I've been able to mute individually. The one thing that I can do is mute everybody at the same time, then everybody would have to unmute.
It works for me. Do that.
Okay. Well, there we go.
So we have, like I said, now we have 1 minute and 30 seconds in this section. While we're waiting to submit our votes and waiting for the outcome, I think it's appropriate to just go ahead and go into public comment. The next step is actually the director's report. I guess we go to the director's report.
Mr. Chair, we have a director's report.
I mean, general manager report.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no time allocation in here, though. Is he present?
No.
Really?
Anyel is reported being ill. Anyel is ill. He sent an email. He is very ill right now.
Okay.
Really sorry to hear that.
Lawrence, seeking recognition, Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. So I'm sorry to hear Anyel will send some good thoughts and vibes his way. Can we go on to the director's report? Because Anyel's not here to give his report.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. All right, so let's do that.
Can I just, I'm sorry. As a member, can I ask, when is public comment on the Finance Committee Chair?
Say it again.
I'm wondering when there's public comment on the Finance Chair. Because I had my hand raised.
Well, the Finance Chair report is in section number 7, so that'll be public comment number 2. So that's actually.
I think she means about the election.
Yes, about the election.
For treasurer.
I'm sorry, yes, for treasurer. The election for treasurer has, I don't think there's been public comment.
That is true.
This is Lawrence. Chair, this is Lawrence. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't object to the public having public comment.
Okay. We have public comment number 2. So you want to just move that up? Is that what you're requesting to do?
Yes,
Chair. Yes.
Well, all right. So it's going to be 7.5 minutes. Ms. Paulina, can you get the stack for public
Absolutely.
comment?
Absolutely.
The first person I have on the list is James. If James is still here and willing to give public comment, go right ahead.
Yes, hi. I've been a member since the 60s. I've listened to KPFK. And right now, currently, I only listen to Ian Masters and Sonali. I completely support them, and I think you should keep the manager, Mr. Fields. It's important that we have paid people, because that's how you get, you know, the top of the line people to do the work. When you have volunteers, that's fine, because they can learn what they need to know, but you need paid people to do the jobs that, and especially if you want to gain listeners, you need people to listen in to someone like Ian that has a lot of knowledge and has respectful visitors on, and even the books I read from these visitors that he interviews are very important. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Point of order. This is supposed to be discussion about the treasurer. That person is using up time for discussion about the treasurer.
This is public comment, ma'am.
We're going in order. Actually, Mr. Chair, would you rule on the following? On the one hand, we can't ask the public to speak on a particular topic. On the other hand, we would like them very respectfully request that you try to make your comments about the matter at hand. Right?
Well, no, we actually determined at the delegate selection earlier that the public can discuss whatever topic that they want, and it does not have to relate specifically to the topic at hand.
Always been that way.
I think it should
right. Exactly. As long as they don't unmute themselves until they're recognized, right?
Okay.
Next is Glenn. Thank you.
Whenever you're ready.
Glenn, go ahead. And if Glenn is no longer on, next would be Matt.
Oh, this is Michael. Can I? I've had my hand raised, but no one seems to see me. Can I speak?
1 second, Michael. Let me see when you might be lower in the list. Mike Harris, is that you?
That's me, Mike.
Yeah, you're after Ruth. There are several people ahead of you. Could you just wait?
Okay,
please?
Thank you. I couldn't. I don't see the list. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's participants. If you're in Zoom, you can see your hand is in relation to others. So next is Matt. If Glenn is not here, next is Matt, and then after Matt is Christine Blasdell. Is Matt available to talk?
He's not public.
If not, Christine Blasdell is public. She's not part of the board. Thank you. Okay, so if Glenn, then Matt, then Christine Blasdell, and then caller number 0222, then I have maybe 4, 5, or 6 more people.
We have 3 minutes and 20 seconds for public comment, so whoever's...
Okay, so please, yeah, if somebody can speak up, Glenn, Matt, or Christine, in that order.
I'm here, if you can hear me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I just wanted to actually to read my public comment that was sent to the LSB Personnel Committee, National Board, and Executive Director of Pacifica. I wanted to let you know my full support of KPFK General Manager Aniel Fields. I have known Aniel for many years now and have witnessed his management and people skills under some of the most extreme of circumstances imaginable. He inherited a station at a time when Pacifica had not paid it KPFK's union pension accounts for years, and he corrected this immediately. He inherited a station that was lumped into the debt of WBAI and has rose to the occasion as much as he could. He inherited a station with one of the highest central service fees in Pacifica. He also inherited a station that had recently endured a general manager that brought the morale of the station down so low that many skilled radio professionals, many programmers, and technicians were ready to leave KPFK due to the toxic nature of the workplace environment. And now in 2020, we are currently in the middle of a global pandemic. I need to reiterate the fact that we are in the middle of a global pandemic to the board members who at this moment, if they are considering removing our general manager, you will not only make this station even more unstable, but then there, whoever is going to be in his place is going to have to learn everything all over again. They're going to have to know everything about the building, about the technology, about the programmers. And we have never been in a situation that we have today. And I am begging you to keep Annual Fields in the position of general manager.
Right.
Please, I am begging you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have, if I can go back up the list, if either Glenn or Matt are available. Other than that, if not, we go down the list, and that's caller 0222. That means your last four digits of your phone number are 0222. Thank you.
Okay. This is caller 0222. May I speak?
Yes. Please do.
Yes. This is Andrew Weiss, long-time listener, sponsor, volunteer at the station for over 25 years. I call in a lot to many shows. You may recognize my voice or know me as AJ. And back in the day, two comments, if I may. First of all, if the station is suffering from financing and can't pay its bills, the first people I think should be paid should be the core staff, such as the senior programmer, the people who operate the station, and not the programmers themselves who are getting salaries to put on shows that volunteers can do with no pay, whether or not they're doing a good job right now, until we have more money to pay programmers. My second statement is that the listeners, we the listeners who support the station, fund the station, are being left in the dark about what's going on at our station. A simple solution, quick and easy, would be a monthly or weekly report to the listener. This is essential. It's been done in the past when the station has thrived, and it needs to be done right away. The management and staff need to come on the air and open up the phone line and discuss with the station listeners. And I have formed a group for listeners to be in a coalition. You can email me at PacificaListeners@gmail.com. Once again, PacificaListeners with an S at the end @gmail.com to form a listener coalition to continue these discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, and that's our time for public comment.
I really don't think that's fair, quite honestly, as a member. I think that period should be extended. This is an important position.
I've been waiting all day to speak, and no one's. Every time I get on, people start going on these long diatribes, and
I move to extend public comment.
Okay, who was that?
Amen. This is Ali. I move to extend public comments for another 7 minutes.
Second by Bella. 5 minutes.
5 or 7 minutes?
5 minutes is fine.
Okay, cool.
Six. What's the difference? How about six?
Point of order, Fred here.
Yeah, we have a motion on the floor, but...
Point of order. We still haven't gotten our ballots. I still haven't got my ballot. Others haven't. That's it.
And neither have I. Lawrence Reyes, I have not received this ballot.
Beth has not yet.
Was there no objection?
So we have a motion on the floor to extend the public comment for a period of 6 minutes. Are there any objections?
5 minutes. I made it 5 minutes.
So you said, okay, so what is it, five
I said
or six?
7 minutes.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Seven.
All right,
seven.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to extend public comment by 7 minutes, and it's seconded by Ms. Bella. Any objections? All right, seeing none, you have 7 minutes. Ms. Paulina, can you put the next person on the stack?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, can I just say that I received what looked like the ballot, but it didn't have the attachment. So maybe Janine can go back and make sure she attaches the ballot and resend it.
Thank you.
Okay, right, so, yes. Next we have Greg Alexander, and then after that we have callers, number ending in 7022, so you can prepare. Then we have Linda Kay, and we have Mike Harris. And so, and then whoever is requesting the stack again who has spoken previously, I'll put you at the bottom. Yeah. So that's Lou Strauss. Thank you.
90 seconds each. Starting now, 7 minutes.
Greg Alexander, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me, but it's Fred Atkinson. Excuse me. I'm out of order. You haven't named me. I'm on the list. Excuse me.
Okay.
Can we get on?
Fred, you have the floor. Fred, you have the floor.
Fred Atkinson.
Oh, it says Greg Alexander, but Fred, if that's you, then go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, very good. Thank you for the clarification. As well, I have two questions. One earlier, in terms of the ratio between the stations and the amount of pay per hours, why is it that WBAI is so low? That's the first question. And my follow-up question is as follows, and listed on the chat. There is rumor that the current manager, station manager of KPFK, Mr. Fields, and three valued staff members are, shall I say, not threatened, but very cautious about their tenure on the station. So it becomes clearer when one knows the relationship between the national network and that broken down into the individual stations, so we can get a concept of what the actual budgetary requirements are that can be followed up for sure in documentation in a point of order. So in conclusion, clarification that there is a concern. Why or what is that concern of the individuals that I addressed? And what is the relationship between the financial structure and or viability of all the stations if we are to continue in the 2021 year? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I missed a person that has been requesting the stack. That's Teresa Priam. Go ahead, Teresa, and then we'll go down the stack again.
90 seconds.
All right, thank you. I would like to express my support for Mr. Fields. I have been listening for more than 15 years, and the hosts I most respect are supporting him. I also listen religiously to Sonali and Ian, and their programs are timely and relevant. They bring in differing opinions that you don't hear on other stations, especially the corporate ones. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Next is the caller whose number ends in 7022. Please respond in the next second or two.
Paulina, 7022 is Bella.
Oh, that's you. Okay, fine. Then it's Linda Kay.
Is Linda Kay on now? Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, we hear you.
Okay, hi. Well, I've been a listener and actually a contributor to KPFK since 1972. And I'm not a contributor anymore, but I was in the 70s. And so I've gone through a lot with Pacifica, and I've been on some boards and things like that. But I'm not anymore. And, you know, I can't tell you that I really do support Aniel Fields because he has brought a lovely feeling to the station, and I really enjoy the programming that he's decided on. And I have given more this year in era of the pandemic that I have ever given to KPFK because of the excellence of the programs. And I am specifically speaking of Roy of Hollywood, who I understand is on the chopping board, and I just like to speak up for him. I also agree very much with what Christine Fosdale said, although I don't buy the products that are advertised by her, but she is given an immense amount of money and popularity to the station. And I just think that I really don't understand what the problem is with you people right now and Aniel Fields. And I just really dread happening now, what happened before when several people were fired and the schedule was changed all around, and it became a very unpleasant, non-informative station. And I just hope and pray that this does not happen again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Mike Harris. After him, Stephanie Dennis, and then Sonali.
Okay. Thank you all so very much. I am a member of KPFK, but not of the LSB board. My wife and I have been contributing to KPFK for the last 11 years religiously. First, I'm seeing a lot of my heroes for the first time here on a live, that people that have just been voices on a screen for 11 years. And to say I'm fanboying right now is an understatement. I mean, Christine, I see Sonali's on there. Harvey Wass. I mean, I listen to you guys every day. You're in my home and now I'm looking at you. It's incredible. Thank you for all you guys do. I support, Aniel, Sonali, and, Ian Masters. I'm just going to say that, but now I'm going to redirect. The biggest issue that my wife and I see, I've been in sales for the last 21 years now. And the biggest issue that I see that KPFK has with raising money is that they don't reach out and do any telemarketing for dollars. And they also do not utilize social media and all of its vast platforms where the real money is going. We saw back in the 2008 election that Barack Obama, he became the first black president off of small dollar donations. Bernie Sanders followed behind him. And the die has been cast. If you don't reach out to social media, which is the bedrock of this society, you will be begging for every penny that you can find. There is a movement out there in social media of people who buy and support progressive media. You guys just need to tap them. And then the only other thing I was going to say was, like I said, dialing for dollars, social media. But you need to listen to the youth. I know there's a lot of seniors that are out there. But we need more progressive voices. And please bring back, I can't remember his name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, actually, we have, I announced Stephanie Dennis and then Sonali. But Ruth Strauss has been meaning to speak specifically on treasurer and on the election that is happening right now, so maybe we can
give her... We're out of time for this.
More
person.
Okay, well, then I would say whoever hasn't spoken, that would be the next would be Stephanie Dennis, and then Sonali.
Hello, thank you. After living in the United Kingdom from 1971 to 2017, I discovered KFPK in 2017, and in spite of having an income that's so small that it isn't taxed, I have contributed, for me, a substantial amount every year. And I have to say, almost all of it has come through either Christine Blasdale's programming or Roy of Hollywood. I appreciate the broad spectrum of programming, and including all of the news and information, science and medicine, and things about all the cogent issues in our country and affecting our planet, the music, theater, and other cultural events. I also am very much involved in alternative and complementary medicine and in the modern new psychology and self-development. And I do object to the derogatory labels which have been attached to this kind of programming. I support Aniel Field, and I particularly support Ian Masters and Sonali. I believe that the people behind the fiscal problems are not caused by the programmers and the general manager, but by the people in the board and the staff behind it and all the things that have gone on with senseless...
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that concludes public comments.
Chair, do we have another public comment coming up?
Well, that concludes that section of public comment. We do.
Yes,
have
the next one. The next
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell her for the public?
Yeah, so the public knows how long they will have to wait to speak again. We have a few more people. Well, actually, you know what? We only have one, maybe one.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Can I be recognized?
Yes, sir.
So if we only have one more person, why don't we exhaust that? Listen to Sonali, and then redirect the reports.
Ruth Strauss has been trying to speak for quite a while.
Can I have the floor? Was recognized.
Yeah.
I have the floor.
And Jan Goodman, may I be recognized very briefly about?
Yes, so I'm on the floor right now.
Thank you. I set my piece, and that's where I stand. Thank you. And then we go into director's reports right after public comment, right?
Perfect. So, you know, there's a lot of chit-chat right now, so I'm just going to go ahead and just say we have two more people in public comment. Let them speak, and then we'll go, like you said, to the director's report. All right?
Great. Next is Sonali.
Hi, everybody. Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here just to express support for Annyeong Zuberi Fields. I'm a proud union member. And I want to show my support for my fellow union members. And for as long as I can remember, I've heard a certain faction of KPFK activists demand that no one should be paid to create audio content because somehow that perverts their work. And it's amazing to me that people who consider themselves progressive over and over again say that the creation of work should not be compensated. You're literally demanding people do work for free. Apply that same standard to other industries, even in the nonprofit world, and see how far you'll be laughed out of the room for calling yourself a progressive. Just the fact that so many people joined this meeting when they realized Danielle and Ian and I were on the chopping block means that this board has gotten away with its nefarious agenda under cover of darkness. They've operated on the hope that listeners have no idea what's going on and won't be held accountable. And the same board members over and over again run for the board. And I'm sick of people who claim they're progressive, attacking progressive values. KPFK's board is its Achilles heel. I've been subjected to racist and sexist attacks over the years. There are people now on the board who claim I shouldn't be on the air because I have a foreign accent. There are people who claim they're anti-racist, who have routinely attacked paid staff members of color and supported white replacements. There are people on the board who voted to censure me months ago because they claim to have heard me denigrating the board, you know, some months ago on the air. I mean, so much for supporting free speech. It's almost hilarious if it weren't so tragic to hear self-righteous judgments among some board members who have everything to say about how the station is losing money, but nothing to actually contribute about how to raise the money needed to run a radio station. We are run by a board who are experts at how to tear down, but not how to build up. And, you know, the fact that there are new people on this call today speaking out for the first time because they know that something's wrong means that you just be warned that if you continue to carry out this agenda, you're going to anger and alienate the last vestiges of our listenership. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ruth Strauss is next. And that'll be the last speaker we'll take.
You guys should let Sonali speak. Let her speak. Let her speak. Her voice is we're paying.
She just did. She just did.
She's had a chance.
No.
Next, please.
Yes, hi. I'll be quick. Just want to ask a point. Is the treasurer part of the finance committee locally?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been listening to the finance committee meetings for the past 6 months, only because I had some free time. It's been astounding to me. I've never had to do this before, but I'm in support of two people on that committee, Michael Novick and Bella Soto. Bella has put together financial, information that no one else has put together for that committee and has unmasked a lot of shenanigans that have gone on. It's ridiculous that the National Board asked for 30% cuts. The station manager and the business manager took only 10% cuts. They've hired a consultant, which is Tony Bates, to do programming fundraising when the people who do the programs can do it. Tom Hartman doesn't need an extra person. Ian Masters doesn't. Maggie LaPique doesn't, et cetera. So that's a lot of money out of the door. The other person, Michael Novick, has been extremely responsive He's been on the program committee. He always answers questions that are written in, and he's been an active participant. I'll have to say that I've never heard Mr. Blair speak up in the meetings. Maybe he has, but it's certainly not prominent. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your comments. All right, so that concludes that section of public comment. So we'll proceed. Has everyone had a chance to vote? To just email their information? I did get
I'm doing so now.
Okay.
No, I haven't voted yet either. Did we get the one with the attachment?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I did. This is Azalea. I don't have a ballot. I don't have a ballot, Paul.
Okay.
I haven't gotten the attachment either.
Neither have I. This is Kiana.
I did a send and receive, and I have no email with an attachment.
Is that Eric? I got a ballot from Gene a couple of minutes ago. I'll forward to one to Eric and to
Mike. Okay, I have it now.
No, you cannot do that.
Eric, did you receive it?
That was Michael Adler.
Yes, that wasn't me, Brent. That was Michael Adler. An attachment. It's Michael Adler.
Chair, may I comment?
Yes.
I've sent two emails out. One did not have the attachment. The second one did. I'm starting to receive the responses. So I know that some people got the email, the second email sent. So it just may be a matter of it arriving in their inbox. Also, I had texted, unfortunately, I've had a woman on hold on my line. She has no other way of calling in to give public comment. So whenever you can, I'd like her to be recognized. She's called in twice. Her name's Janine O'Brien. Thank you.
I'll keep her on the stack for our public comment.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Can I be recognized? I need to ask.
Yes, Bella.
I sent my reply ballot back to the same two individuals. The tellers, John P. Gary III and Terry Goodman. So I did not send them back to Janine. Is this going to cause a problem?
No, they should go to the teller.
Right. That's what I did.
Chair?
Yes,
So are we going to do director's reports now?
Yeah, so let's go into our director. Thank you.
This is Beth. May I make one final observation about the election? I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for my ballot to arrive by email, and I've just been informed my email's bouncing because it is overloaded with automatically generated listener comments, flooding my box, choking out anything else. This happened yesterday, too, while I was trying to prepare for today's meeting as chair at that time. And to me, this feels, I want to hear what people say. I have already volunteered to stay after our regular agenda is completed to listen to whoever else is left. I will stay as long as you do. But
okay, we got to move on.
To jam my inbox this, feels like a denial.
Point of order.
I didn't get my ballot.
Orders of the day, please.
My ballot.
Orders of the day. You'll get it. I just got mine. You'll get it.
Jan, can we
do director's reports, please?
Yeah, so we're going to proceed to director's reports and discussions. That's 20 minutes. So that's
thank you. Jan, you want to go first or Paulina?
I just wanted to make briefly a first comment in that I and I think everybody in the LSB keep receiving emails from people saying that they want to sign up for public comment. And I would like to make sure that Paulina is looking at her email. And since people have not been able to call in or weren't to call in, that she could call some of these people back and have them speak on public comment. If we don't have anybody who's there because they got discouraged and left, if she could call some of these people in the next period of public comment, I think that would be appropriate because we have such a limited...
Come on, Jen.
Okay, we got to call
such a limited...
comment 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, Jen, you want to give your director's report first, or you want me to go?
No, I would like you to give yours first. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for being here.
Okay, go ahead. Paulina, you want to go, or you want me to go first?
I'm wondering whether, because we got a director's report from former
Grace.
Director Aaron, that's her last one. If you would like
to... Yeah, but let's do the ones that are present. Let's do the ones that are present, please. Because
okay.
That one's a long one.
And go ahead, Lawrence. I can summarize it. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Thank you. So thank you, Chair. I believe everybody, I sent everyone my director's report. I have requested a director's inspection that I still have not heard back from us management.
Feedback from somewhere, 2384 needs to okay. mute.
Sorry, I just muted everybody immediately, so go ahead and unmute if you're speaking.
Okay, thank you, Paulina. Okay, so I'm just going to highlight this report. All the board members should have gotten the report. This is a report for December. The next P&B meeting is scheduled for December 28th. So I will be providing an additional director's report in January. But I just want to say, as a trustee of the pension plan, we changed the pension and retirement plans to a pension plan that would codify the situation. We will be paying out 100 retirees or 100 plus retirees from that old pension plan, which was 401A. So I just want, because I know the staff present, so I just thought that they might want to hear that. In addition, I'm pasting the report from the P&B Governance Committee as chairperson. Also pasted, you will find a resolution condemning the receivership attempt and takeover.
You
the
are
lawsuit
unmuted.
Is public, it's in the public domain. It's an 800-page long, and it's a matter of public record. The motion for a temporary restraining order to put us in receivership, to put the network and the foundation in receivership, was denied. But this is going to incur another expense where we are having financial difficulties and we are asking for expense cuts across the board from our network as a whole, not just KPFK. So yet another largest legal expense to defend the network against yet another lawsuit, sadly speaking, during our financial crisis. Also, a report out of the executive session that we did post a 30-day notice of removal of a director, and that was reported out in executive session of 12/19/2020, and that report could be accessed on www.kpftx.org. Also, there were the announcement about, the pension plan is called 403B, which is it will codify everyone that is part of that pension plan. So this was a report out to the public. The Pacifica National Board condemns the actions of Director Andrea Turner Dyson, Delegates Donald Goldmacher and Christina Huggins in filing a lawsuit to place Pacifica into receivership. These actions are detrimental to the fiscal integrity of Pacifica as they force us to incur yet additional legal fees opposing this frivolous suit. There is no merit whatsoever in the claims of the litigants that receivership under their control is the only way to save Pacifica. Furthermore, there are numerous misstatements in their legal filing. They conspired behind the backs of the governing bodies of Pacifica to create a nonprofit organization meant to take over Pacifica assets in the event of a successful outcome of their suit. This can only be construed as an attempt at a hostile takeover of Pacifica and flies in the face of the Pacifica mission, which is grounded in democratic governance processes with transparency. Chair, I submit my report as I submitted earlier. I was thank you for the time for me to read it into the stream so listeners would know what's going on. Thank you very much. I yield.
All right, any other directors or any questions, comments? All right.
Chair, this is Paulina. I offered to read former Director Grace Aaron's last report into the record, but first, of course, it was offered that was suggested that the people who are actually here in person should go first. So maybe Jan could go.
Sure. So I wanted to address a couple of things. First of all, the this lawsuit regarding the receivership, I also disagree that this is that the receivership would be an appropriate thing for Pacifica. As despite the fact that some people have said that I or New Day Pacifica is related or involved with that lawsuit, if anybody looks at any of the paperwork, they'll see that A, they slander me and the work that I've done around Pacifica in the course of that lawsuit in a very serious way. And second of all, and including in the work around avoiding bankruptcy and the fact that had we gone through bankruptcy, we would have had a receiver. And that was the one of the major reasons that I fought very hard to avoid bankruptcy. So I just wanted everyone to be very clear on the fact that I'm opposed to this idea of putting in a receiver, and I'm New Day Pacifica is also opposed to that. The issues about the pension plan, I think it's a that they voted to have only one pension plan, is a good idea. And in fact, we part of the problem with the pension plans was the fact that we had two pension plans. So resolving it so that everyone has one pension plan and everybody knows what goes into that pension plan and get their money out of the pension plan appropriately is a good idea. I don't think that I need to go into great deal about any of the other issues that have come up in the past month. I think that, and I would request that we not read all of Grace Aaron's report because it's very long and we are already 45 minutes past the time when our next session, which is a very serious session, is supposed to go into effect. And if Paulina could perhaps hit the highlights of it, that would probably be helpful for everyone. And I don't know about anybody else, but since we've been on this call since 10:30, other people are probably getting exhausted and hungry. Thank you very much.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Paulina.
Yes, sir.
So I'll yield my time to Director Grace Aaron's report, so that will save us time. I don't think it's that long. I can read quickly enough. I'll try to do my best to, you know, to hit the highlights. So if I may proceed, thank you. May I?
Go.
Okay. This is Director Grace Aaron's report for December 2020. Serious revenue declines threaten the future of KPFK and Pacifica. Membership, listenership, and income have been decreasing over many years, as well as per day fund drive totals. This has been masked by lengthening fund drives and by greater and greater dependence on premiums not directly related to our programming. We are now at a crisis point. We are spending much more than we make. On June 11, 2020, the Pacifica National Board agreed that expense cuts of at least 30% at KPFK were urgently needed and directed the KPFK GM, General Manager, and the Pacifica Interim Executive Director to make those cuts as soon as possible. Although expense cuts of between $200,000 and $250,000 have been made, these cuts have not been adequate. Anita Sims, Pacifica Interim Chief Financial Officer, estimates that the KPFK will spend $115,000 more than it brings in income this month of December alone, and may not have enough money to meet its next payroll. KPFK has been spending between $70,000 and $90,000 more than it has been bringing in income for the last several months. KPFK has had to borrow funds from other stations and units to meet its payroll several times in the last few months. In his most recent general manager report, Aniel Fields stated, quote, "We closed our 2019-2020 fiscal year in September with a projected shortfall of $697,577. Mr. Fields also stated that KPFK income dropped by $1 million between the last fiscal year and the fiscal year that has just ended on September 30th, 2020. Income has declined from $3.7 million to $2.7 million. KPFK owes over $300,000 to the national office, which imperils the entire network. Pacifica owes NETA, the accounting firm that takes care of our financial reporting, about $200,000. This could mean that NETA will not be able to continue their work for us because they will be unable to pay their own staff. This would mean that our audits, our tax returns, and other financial reports will not be done, which could jeopardize our nonprofit status and violate the terms of our $3.2 million loan. Pacifica no longer has reserves to cover KPFK shortfalls. KPFK has a narrow window of time to maintain its independence. All efforts to improve KPFK income have either failed completely or been inadequate to make up for revenue declines. If action is not taken to reduce expenses immediately, drastic measures very damaging to KPFK may take place, such as Sharon Adams, KPFA treasurer, stated at a recent National Finance Committee meeting that any station that can't pay its bills should lay off all of its staff and become a repeater station. So, Gray says, I strongly urge you to read the June 11th motion that was approved by the National Finance Committee and then adopted unanimously by the Pacifica National Board and support its implementation. Whereas, currently, the National Office has over $500,000 in outstanding payables. We owe NETA $206,000 currently as of June. KPFK was unable to make its payroll in mid-April. About $45,000 had to be taken. But maybe I should skip the whereas. I think we've heard it already. The motion said, therefore, be it resolved that significant expense cuts be made at KPFK as soon as possible. These cuts should be at least 30%. Expenses must be less than income, as there are no resources to cover any shortfalls. Further, all units, excluding the national office, should provide a plan within a week to the National Finance Committee, to the Pacifica National Board, the management team at that time, the interim executive director, that balances expenses and revenues if the units in the preceding 6 months have had expenses that exceeded revenues by 10% at least. So KPFK is currently running at $150,000 per month deficit. It is absolutely urgent that expense cuts be made immediately at that station, and other fundraising plans should be encouraged, but they would not be able to cover shortfalls of that magnitude. That substantial expense cuts are unavoidable. That's Grace Aaron's report, and I yield. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
Bella to the staff.
All right, Ms. Bella. Uh-huh.
Yes, I am glad that, we read Gray's motion, Gray's report in its entirety, as it should be. I have a question for Lauren. Lauren, you mentioned that on, you mentioned that on 12/19/20, it was filed a request of a director's, I could not get the rest of that portion. But really, my question was regarding the pension plan, regarding the union contract. I know you did not go that deep, but you did alluded to the fact that now the contracts or the negotiations or the paperwork is now reflecting our financial hardship. So based on that, we should be able to move forward with the cuts, yes or no?
Well, Bella, you're a better financial person than me, but from what I understand, the cuts are mandated, and all the red herrings that are being put out there really doesn't stop that from happening because those are mandated cuts. In regards to the pension plan, all we did was codify. We opted out of the previous pension plan,
right.
And we are engaged in a more a better pension plan, which is the 403A. And
right.
Then in regards, what was the other question, Bella? I'm sorry.
Regarding what was filed on 12/19/20, the request of.
Yeah, what was noticed is a notice of removal. So I can't say who. In regards to other personnel suggestions, I cannot answer that because the Pacifica
National Board and
Pacifica follow all labor norms and all legal California
yes.
corporations code, so I can't get into personnel.
Yes.
Thank you. And regards
you.
to the negotiations, they are being held in executive session.
Right.
I can mention this because it has been reported out with the Pacifica labor attorney and Yael and the union, which is SAG-AFTRA.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Michael, with a question.
All right, Mr. Michael. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a question for Jan. I'm curious if you were part of the Pacifica National Board vote mandating that the stations had to cut expenses to bring them into line with revenue, and particularly for KPFK to institute the 30% cut in its expenses, and how, you know, what you think of that and the response so far.
Yes, I think it's very important that our books be balanced, and this is one of the things that Mr. Fields has been attempting to do since April. And by getting, he tried to get permission from the executive director to ask if people would take voluntary layoffs or voluntary cuts to their hours, and she would not permit that. Then there was the COVID period when he could not lay anybody off because it would violate the loan program that we were getting money from. And then after that, we've had the problem that in order to lay people off, he has reported to us that people have had to pay, the station will have to pay severance to each of the potential employees who might be laid off. And so he's been in negotiations with the union and with the executive director.
Chair, point of order.
Excuse me, he asked me a question and
I know, but I have a point of order. Don't go too far, Jan. Don't go too far. Some of that stuff is from executive session.
No,
that's
this is all. This is all general information. I'm not.
Well, it's not public, Jan.
I'm not going into any personal information whatsoever. And We're trying to be transparent here and to actually know what's going on and not.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm explaining what has been going on. And so in order to make any cut, we have to pay the severance pay for each person who is cut. And in order to do that, there has to be a certain amount of money available. And that money has not been available because of our situation. So there's been a catch-22.
Sorry, point of order. Sorry to interject. There is 20 minutes allocated to this section. Just so you know, we have reached time.
Okay. Well, I did not take hardly any of my portion of time, but I'm willing to, I will just say this, that cutting the salary, you know, just cutting both the staff and salaries and other things has to be done with a scalpel. And it is not as easy as just saying, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to cut it like this, because we had a previous general manager who did that, and Leslie Radford, and this is a matter of public record, did terminate many staff people. They all filed grievances, and
then
they all had to be paid back wages, and
disclosing matters that are of a confidential nature.
No, this is
and
not.
And I think she's doing
purposely
disparaging
public, Lauren.
Former staff, and she's talking about staff cuts, and that is the red herrings that are going on there. So that's my point of order, Chair. I ask that you rule, and I ask for the orders of the day.
Excuse me. I would like to respond to that. We've been talking here. Everybody's been asking me, and in fact, Michael Novick specifically asked me if I supported these cuts. Yeah. And I'm trying to find
I asked if you supported the motion at the PNB, and you answered that question.
I haven't gotten to the answer because it's
because you're covering other stuff that is irrelevant.
This is all part of.
We're just going to proceed.
It's like when you're. Okay, thank you. They proceed.
Thank you for ruling on my point of order.
Thank you. Okay, so I think we're done with that section. Thank God. So now we have public comment. 7.5 minutes.
Yay! I love that.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
There have been people who have been writing in constantly to the LSB saying that they want to make public comment. And I would like to know if Ms. Paulina has been looking at those, because many of them have phone numbers. People got very discouraged from not being able
to. I'm sorry. If you're not speaking, can you please mute your phone? There's a lot of noise in the background. It's making it really hard for us to hear. Thank you. I'm sorry, Ms.
So people have been writing to the LSB and saying that they want to be put on the public's on the stack for public comment, and I want to make sure that Paulina is looking at those emails, because she was saying that there's nobody who wants to be on public comment, and I see just a long list of people who want to be put on public comment. And so I'm
not sure
she will look at that list.
Let me ask
it's to the LSB.
Excuse me. Jan, can you be a little bit more succinct?
Ms. Paulina, can you do that? Check the information.
No, unfortunately, I cannot, because basically right now at this point, we have 86% participants on Zoom. So we have space for 14 people to get on and request a stack here. I cannot be switching between this app and my email to actually try to figure out who requested what first. That does not work. That's not our procedure. We have never, have never taken requests for public comment by email. We have only taken requests for public comment in person. And right now, given that a Zoom in person means you being in the Zoom meeting. So please, Ms. Goodman, if you could kindly advise all those people that expect some kind of an answer to their email, that's unfortunately has never been the mechanism. So I appreciate it that if they can just jump in, they can do so. there are at least at least 14 people can do so, and if more people leave who don't intend to speak and
okay.
listen,
that sounds good.
You know, we're good. Yeah,
can we move on?
Can
we
move
on
to
the stack?
To the stack.
Janine, to the stack.
Some of us have been waiting for 3 hours.
Chair, right.
Janine, to the stack.
Yes, Ms. Janine, yes.
I just wanted to remind everyone that there is an email address for any overflow comments, and that we have also the chair, Beth Von Gutten, said that she would hear extra comments at the end of the executive session. So that email that you can send your comments to if there is not time for you during the meeting is LSBORD. So LSBORD at kpfk.org.
That is not the correct number to send to the people. You need to, if people want to write to the LSB, they need to write to lsb@kpfk.org. The LSB.
That is not the, That's not the address that was discussed on the governance committee. And what's happened is that people are unable to conduct business because so much email is coming in. This one is
Michael set up
the
account.
The
maybe Michael set up the account. Maybe he could tell us to direct email.
So the problem is that
the
nobody on the LSB is looking at that. Is looking at that. Nobody even has the password to it.
Can you take control of this meeting, Mr. Kidder?
Yes, yes. You're kind of yelling there. So if you're not talking,
I'm going to mute everybody.
You just mute yourself. So we're just going to go into public comment.
You are muted.
Sorry, I just muted everybody. So please unmute yourself.
So the public comment.
Yes.
Doug Barnett, back.
Excuse me. Chair, I've been asking to speak for minutes now. This is Ali. Can I speak, please?
This is, but you're on the board. This is public comment. So no, this is for public comment.
I've been asking to speak before public comment.
Well, after public comment,
you are unmuted.
What are you speaking in reference to? You can speak, sir. This is supposed to be public comment. You can go.
Listen, can you hear me? This is Ali.
I hear you.
I have a question and then a motion. First question for Paulina. How many people are in the queue for public comment?
I have, let me see, one, two, you know what? Let me check. I have at least 10, 11, approximately 11 people. Some of them may have already spoken, so maybe 7. I'm fixing that right now.
Okay. Thank you. I would move that for this last public comment, we allow all those that haven't had a chance to speak their 90 seconds. So I'm moving to extend this public comment to allow everyone who hasn't spoken in the queue to speak. Can I get a second?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition.
Hi, Mr. Lawrence. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to second that motion. Excuse me, Bella. I was recognized. I'd like to second Ali's motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's the stack.
Thank you, Lawrence.
The motion right now, Ms.
That's to the stack. Yes. Okay. I object.
Okay, so we have one objection. Any other objections? That's it. Duly noted.
I object.
Yes, people are muted.
I object.
Okay. So we have two objections, so we have to go to a vote. Ms. Janine, can you do a roll call?
Yes, you're changing the agenda, so it needs I forget what percentage, but it's not just a simple majority.
I want to address that issue. I've been waiting.
It's a two-thirds vote. It's a two-thirds vote. Please, let's go to the vote.
Please mute yourself if you're not
Janine. This is Janine. I'm going to start with a roll call vote. I do not know who made this motion. I don't know whose voice it was that actually made the motion.
It was Ali Dexter, Madam Secretary, and Lauren seconded.
It was who? I'm sorry. Ali.
Ali Lexa,
and Ali.
I second it, Madam Secretary.
Okay, and the motion exactly is what?
To exhaust public comment of those who are in the queue.
Which is many.
Okay. Okay, so yes is to exhaust it and no is to not exhaust it. Michael Adler?
No, I don't have time. I mean, we're supposed to be in executive session already.
Alan Beeks? I heard something, but I did not hear the answer. Alan Beeks?
Hey, just keep going. Going back to him.
Fred Blair? Remembering to get off mute?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. I'd like to pass.
Okay, Sandy Childs? Okay, I don't hear an answer. Bella DeSoto?
No.
No? Dan Goodman?
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Can you hear me? This is Sandy. I vote yes.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Eric C. Jacobson?
I'll pass for now.
Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Hold on.
Yes.
Michael Novick?
It'll only take a minute. I think.
Pass.
Lydia Ponce?
Lydia had to go to work. She's not with us.
Okay. James Osborne?
Vote yes.
Yeah.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Rocio Rivas?
I vote yes.
Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
The Bronx Republic?
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes. Yes. I vote yes. Mansoor votes yes. Hello?
We heard you.
All right.
Janine, are you still there?
Janine?
Looks
Hello?
Frozen.
I see her. She's not muted. I don't know what's happening.
Chair, it seems, can I be recognized, Lawrence?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
It seems like we lost Janine right in the middle of the roll call. So can we, unless Janine is back, can I call the roll call or somebody?
Yes,
call
sir.
The roll call?
I would appreciate that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, in no particular order. Eric Jacobson.
Pass.
Michael Adler.
No.
Voted no.
Okay. Paulina Vasilia, but we'll be taking it.
Yes. I vote yes.
Lawrence Reyes votes yes. Paul Robeson.
Yes.
Kiana Williams.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Okay, let me go to the second page. Mansoor Sabah.
Already voted, yes.
Okay, thank you. Rocio Rivas.
Yes.
Deal.
Let's see. Oscar, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Bella.
Bella De Soto.
No.
Alan Beek. I see you, Alan. You're muted.
Star 6.
Star 6, Alan. Okay, he's not answering. He's not responding.
Chair?
Oh.
Fred Blair.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Beth Van Gulden.
Abstain.
I think that's, I think I saw Harvey.
You got Harvey Wasserman.
Oh, Harvey Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman.
I vote yes, and I have a motion I want to make after this vote.
And I think Sandy Childs, too, right? I didn't hear
Sandy Childs.
Avelia Jones hasn't voted.
Yeah. Okay,
I voted yes.
Okay, Avelia
Jones. I've been waiting to make a motion for, excuse me,
please, we're in the middle of a
vote.
We're
in the middle of a vote.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Thank you.
Okay, James Osborne, I don't think I called your name.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I did. You voted yes, right? Who else is left?
Did you call Ali Lexa? I didn't
Ali
call
Lexa.
Ali Lexa.
That's, no, I didn't call you Ali. Ali Lexa.
Vote yes.
Yes.
Thank you for your vote,
Mansour?
Ali. I called Mansour.
He said yes. And what was
okay.
Sandy Child's vote?
Sandy voted yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I pass, Lawrence. This is Eric.
Oh, okay, that's right, Eric. You pass.
How about
you vote?
How
about you, Eric? Thank you, Eric. Okay, Chair, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you.
No,
I have a motion.
You have to go back to people that pass.
Oh, Michael Novick.
No, I read it the second time you went around.
I don't think anybody. Who passed?
Yes, Eric Jacobson and Avelia. And Avelia
voted too. Eric and Avelia both voted, Bella. They voted yes. So I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
So I know Alan Beek didn't do anything.
He didn't answer. So,
okay, yeah. So I have, let me see, one, two. So I have 14.
So we're going through the public comment, right?
Well, I have 14 yeses and one. And two no's. So,
an abstention. Two.
Oh, yeah, two abstentions. Fred Blair and Beth Van Gulden. So, yeah. So the yes have it. So,
I have a motion.
Doing motions. Special. We're listening to public comment.
We're listening to public comment right now, Hobby. Hold on.
Right. Well, I have a point of order.
Chair. Yeah. No, that's up to the chair. Chair?
All right, so we're going to go to public comment. Yes.
Yeah, I think we have to postpone the executive session. It's not possible to continue with an executive session after this. We've been on 4.5 hours.
We're at public comment right now, so let's let them talk.
The public.
Yeah.
I object. I object.
Chair, you have to rule on the point of order. How do you rule?
Point of order?
That we alter the agenda, which will require 2/3 vote, and postpone the public the executive session. I believe that's what Mr. Wasserman said.
That's right.
Oh, no. Just do the public comment now.
Yeah, his motion's not in order because we're doing public comment.
Yeah. So,
first,
I think,
the staff passed a public comment. I would like to be on the staff afterwards.
Okay. So, Ms. Paulina, are you still here?
I already said that.
Yes. Sorry, somebody's screaming.
Yeah, I have spoken kindly and everybody ignores me. Excuse me. I am trying to make a motion. So, after public comment, please include me.
Okay, thank you. So, public comment. Who's
I believe Ms. Sheila Hamanaka is first, and then we have Janine O'Brien.
Come on down, Ms. Sheila. 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm a member of WBAI, and I'm glad that Jan Goodman is here, because, Jan, I've been trying to get you to answer my question about what your stand on Palestine is, and you are refusing to answer me. Okay, so the reason I bring this up is because the people who are trying to put Pacifica into receivership one of their complaints about Pacifica, why they think it should be taken down into receivership, is because of virulent anti-Semitic rhetoric. Now, there's an international campaign to redefine anti-Semitism as criticism of Israel. Now, this is very important. This is a free speech matter for people of color who oppose the racist policies of Israel. And you might say, well, I'm not associated with them. I'm with New Day Pacifica. Well, New Day Pacifica, if you've seen their latest piece, is engaging in vicious red baiting. They're red baiting a group called Workers' World. I'm not in Workers' World, but what's wrong with them? What's wrong with having socialist, communist, radicals, whom Sonali insults by calling fringe radicals? Like, we should not have the right to speak. Only she should speak. Okay? So let me tell you something. You might like Sonali. You might like Ian. You might like that guy, that white guy who has 20 hours at night. But you do not own the air. L.A. is 50% Mexican, Latinx, et cetera.
I'm sorry, Chair. She's out of order. She's out of order because she said that white guy. That's a racist remark. That's a racist remark.
Chair,
that's a racist remark, calling somebody white.
Why is that racist?
The public can say whatever they want, Chair.
Time.
The public can say whatever they want. And
thank
it's
racist,
Mr. Sabat.
Mute everyone.
Not to respond. Not to respond.
You wouldn't say a black guy.
Remember that.
You are muted.
Mumia is black and he supports Pacifica Fight Back. We're having a...
Sorry, I just muted everybody because it was too much chaos. So please unmute yourself one at a time. Sheila, you still have the floor, right? Unless your time has...
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. Okay, sorry about that. Sheila, I appreciate you. Now, next is Janine O'Brien.
Yes, this is Janine O'Grady, and I'm calling... That's okay. I'm calling from the Harbor area. I am a continuous supporter since the damn 60s, and I'm amazed. I have been able to be increasingly generous, but while being overwhelmingly frustrated by the dwindling focus on the program quality and the lack of accountability to the reporting to the listeners directly, everything has become invisible other than electronically. And it's very frustrating. I wasn't able to vote two elections ago. Even repeated calls, everyone trying to vote by mail. Now, look, I don't have a computer. Yeah, I'm old school. Don't have a smartphone. I'm a crank, okay? But I've been giving money more and more to the station while watching it descend into crap and snake oil salesing. You know, I want scientific, I could go through a list of, you know, programming that was wonderful. And yeah, we've always had some element of something that wasn't quite up to the mark. But this is getting ridiculous. And as far as fundraising, I'm sorry, I'll take a breath. Go ahead.
Can you let her finish, please?
You can finish your thought, but we have a lot of people in the stack.
I'm going to hurry up. But, you know, you're cutting out by everything being online. You're eliminating a lot of the low-income people, which I'm no longer there, okay, thanks to my pension finally coming through. But up till then, it's been hand-to-mouth, okay? Now it isn't. And I've given thousands of dollars just in the last couple of months. And what do I hear? That there's these programs like Ian and Sonali and blah, blah, blah that offer all these premiums aren't paying their way when they're making, bringing in all the money. And I'm always giving extra on top of whatever is required or suggested it for. Thank you, Gil. So it's not making sense, okay? And I'm angry, And as far as getting rid of the general manager who's trying to sort out a plate.
Okay, we got to move on.
Thank you so much, Janine. Next is a caller whose phone number ends in 7138. 7138, go ahead. You might be muted. Yes.
Hello. I think it's me. I need to say that there's got to be a different way of determining which programs stay on the air besides how much money they raise during fund drives. It must be made clear that donations can be made at any time during the year. Also, since most pitch programs are repeated multiple times, this approach is blatantly unfair to the many volunteer programmers, such as Ralph Nader, who donates his program, and others who are on only once a week for half an hour, and to those on obscure hour, on at obscure hours, such as anti-war radio, or not on air, only via podcast. This approach appears to violate the entire non-commercial aspect of the Pacific Initiative Station. And also, there has to be a different way to determine what's going on with the bylaws instead of one separate external entity, New Day Pacifica, making a major decision about the bylaws. It seems to be time to set up a process for the entire general membership to examine each bylaw separately to see how it has been applied over the years and provide evidence to determine what, if any, changes might be needed to make each bylaw more clear and effective, etc., etc. So I really want this to be on the record that what's going on is a dissolution of the community interest and community support and community involvement of the radio station and turning it into a separate, disoriented commercial entity. So I want to make sure that the voices of the people who are contributing are heard and not just for the profit of one or two people. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next caller in my list, and by the way, if you are listening and you check the chat, put something in the chat that I may have missed, I've been looking at so many different places in here, please chat to me again or make it known if you've been asking for the stack and maybe I didn't recognize you. I didn't mean to. I'm
please,
trying to be very fair.
Let's not cut it to the listener's time.
Next, that was
Dr.
important.
Hallie,
next,
and I think I'm
next caller. Next person on the list is a caller whose number ends in 1962. 1962, thank you. If that person is not on, it's user 3 is next after that. After that, I have Monica. I forget
the
last
name. I'm in the stack, Dr.
Who is that?
I've been waiting over 3 hours. I was told I was close to the top of the list. It's Dr. Hallie.
That's right. I was told about you. Sure. Why don't you go ahead? Absolutely. Thank you.
So now or?
Right now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm Dr. Hallie. I've been a volunteer and a member since the late 60s. The fact is that Pacifica Radio has been plagued by a lot of problems through the years. Including...
Someone's got a different phone. Oh, interference. Sorry, Dr. Tom.
Wait. Oh, do I hit it again?
Everybody be muted.
Let me know when, and I hit it from the top.
Thank you.
All right, hit it from the top,
know.
Sir.
Okay,
go ahead.
Dr. Hallie, I've been a volunteer since the late 60s. Pacifica Radio has been plagued by a lot of problems through the years, including oftentimes blatant lack of transparency, and also a lack of listener feedback and involvement. But in recent years, the biggest problem has been this very serious financial situation that management seems either unable or unwilling to face. The fact is that for quite a while now, we've been in the hole to the order of millions of dollars, and all we've gotten over and over again, and just more fund drive activity, which I find extremely frustrating. To be a little, not rude, but using a little slang, this ain't going to cut it. What we absolutely need is new management. Yes, dump the current manager. Absolutely, we need new management and a streamlined volunteer-based format to truly meet this challenge. Otherwise, we might otherwise just roll everything up and just call it quits. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have I mean, I keep going back to these numbers, but maybe these folks are no longer, they just have their hand raised in chat, but maybe they're not. I'll just go to either user three or Monica Furling. Also have James, if he hasn't spoken yet.
Okay, got to move on.
Suggest that people unmute themselves and mm-hmm. maybe star six, some of them.
Yeah, unmute yourself by using star six if you're on the phone. And or actually, maybe I should suggest, one second. Let me.
Hi, this is Mike Harris. I can talk while people figure out what they're doing, if that's okay.
Mike, you're on the list after those folks. You're right. You're after Monica okay. Furling.
I want to hear people talking about how to raise money.
I'm James. I'd like to just say one thing.
Same old bullshit.
Why can't the board form a committee to be creative and figure out ways to raise money for KPFT?
I'm sorry. LG Style 05 has to mute themselves.
Why can't you form a committee to raise money to for KPFK rather than cutting staff?
Same old baloney.
Please unmute yourself if you hear your name or your phone number. User 3, I'm not sure who that is, or Monica Furling have requested. LG Style 05 has requested a stack, and then we just heard from Mike Harris. So I think that would almost exhaust the stack if we hear from
nope.
any of those people.
I haven't spoken.
Else.
This is Mike Harris. I haven't spoken
yet.
Oh,
go ahead, Mike. Well,
okay,
no,
thank you.
I'm not hearing from anybody else.
I'm talking right now. Okay, so I've been listening. I'm just a member. I've been financially supporting KPFK for the last 11 years. But what I thought I was coming here to hear was ways for KPFK to make more money. All I've heard is everything else. So I've been commenting in the comments ways that I have generated funds on social media or in telemarketing endeavors for companies that I have worked for over the last 20 years that get results. KPFK for 3 hours every day while I'm at work, I listen to the Global Village, Maya Jupiter, Sergio Malnashenko, and all of the other anchors. Imagine during that time they played one song and then they did a shout out to a local restaurant who paid $100 to get a shout out during a pandemic for these little known restaurants that the people don't even know exist who are desperately looking for people to fund them. What if we did stuff like that? Could you imagine how many restaurants across the Southland, across the three counties, if not the five counties, would pay $100 a pop every day at 3 o'clock from those 3 hours to give a shout out about their restaurant? Can you imagine how many businesses that are here, local businesses, would do that? Can you imagine how many up and coming musical artists would pay hundreds of dollars, if not more, to have their music played during that Global Village time frame? Not just playing music that Sergio likes or Maya Jupiter likes, but charging these musicians to get their progressive music played on the airways. That's hundreds of dollars that are not being tapped currently. Now we want to talk about actual fundraising on social media. KPFK has the largest archives in radio history. I hear about it. I bought the disc drives. I love them. Why not start taking little snippets or little wave files? You take just higher than a JPEG, just like you would take a song, take those and post those for sale on social media, on platforms like Twitter, like Snapchat, like Instagram, like Facebook, and take a wave and say, here, have a wave speech of Rosa Parks. When Sonali played Rosa Parks' conversation with her son just the other day, I was in tears. I could not think of what Rosa Parks' voice sounded like. And I'm almost 40 years old if I live, if COVID doesn't get me first. That's the type of stuff that the people want to hear. And that's the type of stuff that gets people to open up their pocketbooks. If I could have paid Sonali right then just for that one speech with Rosa Parks, I would have paid $100 on the spot just for that right then and there. And that's what I've been sitting here tearing out my hair trying to say. KPFK is sitting on a gold mine. And unfortunately, we get too lost in what the differences between capitalism and socialism and what Trump's doing and who's – forget that. We need to fund this thing. And you got to start thinking outside of the box.
Thank you all. Let us know if you are having trouble unmuting yourself. I don't know how you would let us know, but I've requested that Monica Furley unmute herself, that user 3 unmute themselves, that I'm a little baffled as to who what order we should be going in, but please jump in and we'll shut you down if you're out of order.
All right, who's next on the stack?
But I'm just saying, that's what we should be talking about right now. All of the
sorry,
other
sorry.
Stuff.
Your time is
that's later.
Mike,
talk
thank
about
you, Mike.
The money.
Is anybody else on the stack besides the two you named?
I suggest we make that guy the chair of the fundraising committee. Make it newly formed, make it official. Make him the chair of that committee and make him get started being a volunteer to help raise money. That's my comment, and I'm adding it because it's free speech radio, et cetera, et cetera.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I have callers whose phone number is end in 7138 or 1962, user 3. I got Monica Furling. I got LG Stylo 5, all with their hands raised, and I don't see, and maybe I'm missing some chat comments. Let me know, whoever wants to speak up.
Oh, Doug Barnett, can I get on stack?
Go ahead. You're
on.
The next one available.
Go for it.
People seem to miss the fact that we're an incorporated educational institution, not community radio. We've been drowning in payroll for 20 years. I also really regret that you've moved the board meeting to worship time in South Central. Since I run a church, I haven't been able to show up. I'm sort of flattered that you picked this time about 4 years ago. I'd like to see Ian Masters move back to Meet the Press on Sunday morning. He does excellent programming, but he doesn't deserve to take our drive time each and every day. It's not working. We've got mostly Spanish voices within the Los Angeles city, and we have, probably 30,000 square miles that we need to have voices for. That's what we should be doing. We're not a jobs program for the left. Thank you.
Next is Ann Garrison. Ann, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Okay. Thank you. I'm from KPFA. I do some KPFA reporting, and I also contribute to COVID, Race, and Democracy. Yesterday, I attended the KPFA LSB meeting, and it was pretty clear that a majority there support this court action to put Pacifica into receivership. And I just want to say that I'm part of the minority, and I feel really bad that this action has come from KPFA and that it is going to cost more of Pacifica's energy and financial resources. It's not all of us up here in KPFA land who support this. There's a significant minority. That's all.
Thank you, Ann Garrison, for speaking up. I have also, there are a few people who have already spoken, but if they want to speak again, nobody else who hasn't spoken, then...
I'm sorry, No?
Am I wrong?
I object seriously. There was a list. Once it expired, we're going to move on to the rest of our business.
You're absolutely right. So, so if nobody speaks up anymore that hasn't spoken already, because I have a few folks who have...
No, there was people
spoken.
On the stack. That was the motion to finish the people who
correct,
are on the stack
correct,
previously.
Correct. So I think we have exhausted the stack because nobody's answering from that stack. We're done.
So moving right along, now we have committee reports.
I'm Amistad, if I may. This is Andrew
Weiss. 0-0-2-2-2. Who is that? Andrew Weiss? Oh, but you've already spoken, sir.
All right, but I'm on the second. Time for committee
reports. We have 45 minutes allocated to this section. So the first committee is a governance committee, 15 minutes.
I'm sorry. I had asked to make a motion right after public comment. Do you recall that?
I don't, but yes. Chair? What's your motion?
Beth has to make a motion.
Yes, Beth did.
Okay.
I don't know if she's on the call.
Ms. Beth? Well, when she gets
if
back...
If she doesn't, I will.
Okay, what's the motion?
My motion is to adjourn.
Hello? Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, now we can.
Yes. Ms. Beth?
I think it's a little late for this motion. I tried to make this motion at the beginning of the meeting and was set aside numerous times. My motion would have been to stick to our agenda. We put almost as much time into creating this agenda Wednesday night as we are in playing it out now. And to have done that and then just let it go and incrementally slide to the point where now there is the suggestion that we don't actually have time to finish what we came here to do, what we planned to do, is to... It's too late to make that motion. We're past the point where that can do any good. But I really seriously object to this. I volunteered to stay after the completion of our regular agenda to listen to whoever wanted to say whatever for the duration. I want to hear what people have to say. But I seriously object to being diverted from our business.
Chair, have a point of order. May I be recognized?
You got a point of order? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully, Beth, your point is mute right now. I understand your frustration, though. Thank you.
I have a motion.
Yes, my motion is to adjourn to executive session immediately.
Second.
Are we up second? Any objections?
I object.
You have one objection. All right, one objection. Any others?
I object.
We should be able to hear everything.
Take a roll call vote. Mike, please.
Take a roll call vote. Ms. Janine, can you do the vote? And if she's not available, Mr. Lawrence, would you be able to do it?
Please do it from the KPFTX list.
I don't know how to. Can you do it, Michael? Because I'm on the computer and I didn't bring out my second computer. So if you could do it, I'll appreciate it.
I think he's muted. Would he be able to do that? Let me ask him to unmute.
Yeah.
Ms. Paulina, do you have the list?
I do, but I'm not sure. Who are we looking for again?
I guess you're talking about the KPX, the list for the roll call.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm unmuted.
I will read it.
On the motion to adjourn
to executive session, Michael Adler. Michael Adler, are you still here?
I'm here. I vote to immediately adjourn and go to executive session.
Okay, Michael Atkins, not present. Alan Beek.
Alan Beek votes to adjourn and go to the other session. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. Fred Blair.
Yes, to adjourn.
Fred Blair, how do you vote on the motion to adjourn to executive session?
Yes, can you hear me? I must be
I'll
mute.
Come back to him. Sandy Childs. Sandy Childs.
You are unmuted.
Come back to her. Bella DeSoto.
Michael Novick, Fred Blair here. I vote yes.
I vote no. This is Sandy. I was muted.
Okay. Bella DeSoto, how do you vote on the motion to adjourn to executive session? I'll go on. Jan Goodman.
I vote no.
Michael, did you hear me? Fred Blair.
Yes, I did. Bell DeSoto, I haven't heard you yet. Jan Goodman voted no. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Barbara Marbach, I don't think is present. Michael Novick votes yes, that's me. James Osborne?
No.
Lydia Ponce, I believe, left the call. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Paul Roberson?
Yeah, I'm staying. I actually have to leave shortly.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Mansour Saba?
I'll pass.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
I'll pass, Michael.
I heard you, Mansour.
Thank you.
Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes. Yes, to adjourn to the executive session, correct?
Yes. Yes, is to adjourn to executive session. Elizabeth Van Gunten, yes. Rocio Rivas?
I'll abstain.
Janine Roan? Janine Roan? Haven't heard her yet. Going back, I did not hear anything from Bella DeSoto.
This is Janine Roan, and I don't know what we're voting on, so I'll pass.
We're voting on whether to adjourn to executive session now.
Yes. Janine Roan, yes.
Okay.
Bella DeSoto, yes. I was muted. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Mansour Saba passed.
Vote no.
And I think that was the only pass. I did not hear.
He voted no. He voted no. Mansour voted no.
Yes, he changed his vote from pass to no. I understand that.
Okay.
And I did not hear any other passes. I'm checking on who else. I did not get Barbara. I did not get Lydia Ponce. They're not here. Okay, I have.
Kiana Williams. Kiana Williams. Did you get Kiana?
No, I'm
Kiana
sorry.
Kiana votes no.
It wasn't on my screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ms. Kiana voted no.
Harvey Wasserman, Eric Jacobson.
Okay, Ms. Bella. Let's stop. You're
Harvey
like,
Wasserman.
Sorry, you're correct. My screen cut off the bottom two names. Harvey Wasserman.
I vote no, and I move that we postpone the executive session.
We're in the middle of a vote on adjourning to the executive session.
All right, please call me after
the vote. Fine. Let me count the votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 votes yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes no.
Did you count Eric Jacobson?
Yes, I counted Eric Jacobson as a yes vote. I'll count it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes votes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no votes.
Michael, I have
Michael?
Eight.
I have eight no votes. I have eight no votes.
Okay,
I have the following no votes. I have Sandy Child, Jan Goodman, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa, James Osborne, Mansour Saba. Oh, yes.
Kiana Williams and Wasserman.
I didn't see Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman and Kiana Williams. So the vote is 10 to 8 to adjourn to the executive session.
No, we don't.
Any abstentions?
You have to have 2/3 because you're bending the rules.
No, motion to adjourn is always in order. It's not a change in the agenda. We have one abstention.
I have a motion.
Three abstentions. I'm sorry.
Harvey Wasserman.
Excuse me. There was a motion to adjourn, and the motion carried.
Let's move on, please.
We're done. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I would like to express my appreciation to everybody who participated. We had an amazing number of participants today from the public. That was amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you for showing up. And we're adjourning to executive session now.
Eric.
We'll have
this is Eric. Can I have recognition for one housekeeping measure? Before we adjourn this part of the meeting to go to executive session, could somebody copy and capture the entire chat?
I did, but I'll do it again because there was probably some more added. I have.